This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
Today, I want to share with you a short story of how I had to go through the process of learning French in high school as a deaf person, because it's a different challenge. And I've done a separate video about the challenges of learning oral languages in the first place and why I'm never going to learn another oral language ever again. Check it out. I'll explain more. You can find it in the description and hopefully give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Really, I want to explain a journey that I had to go through in high school when it comes to learning French. As I share my journey, as I share my story, why don't you continue to just click on like, subscribe, follow, heart, whatever it is. Do all of these things. And as I explain to you the journey of when I had to learn French in high school, and long story short, the process of learning a language is extremely difficult because of the listening part. Now, when you're learning French, I remember there are many areas that you have to learn, which is the reading part, the writing part, the listening part, and then there's the oral part, which is the, you know, you speak it. And those were all challenging in itself. So the reading and the writing, it's just as challenging as anyone else. You're just learning it. And I had the same situation as other people. Nothing wrong with there. But it's really about the whole listening part and the oral part. Because back in those days, oh, I sound so old. But anyway, back in those days, I remembered the teacher. And she was speaking in French, and she is French herself, and she had the accent, and that was challenging for me to try to learn those new accent. It's very hard, because when you are used to learning a language and you're hearing it in a certain way, and then you grew up with that, you're so used to it. Now, when you're deaf, it's another level of difficulty, because the sound is different, the melody is different, the vocabulary and the way you connect those letters, they are all different. So I had that challenge of listening to her and understanding what she's saying, and that was very tough. And the other tough part is, again, back in those days, I remembered cassettes were used to just illustrate scenarios, like in a restaurant or at a supermarket when there are people speaking in French, the cassette was being played to just tell a story, and you have to follow along and be able to answer questions relating to that. Now, of course, for those who were not around when cassette were a big thing, if you don't know what cassette is, it's a little rectangular thing that you put inside a device so that you can listen to music. And that was before the CDs. Oh, CDs. CDs were these big round things that you put as well. You can listen to music, download software. Anyway, you get my point. And I remember specifically that cassettes in general were very bad quality audio, even more so when in those situations, the scenario that we've been played on the tape, the audio was awful. It's not like there were microphones involved, it's just in a noisy environment. And that is also without any lip reading, of course. So that's another challenge, to listen to cassette with bad audio in another language where you can't lip read. And also, you're not always told what is the scenario. You have to kind of work it out. Whereas if you know what is the story prior to the conversation, you will get an idea of what's going on. Not completely, but it's a bit better. So I remember I had all of those challenges when it comes to learning French in 5 years of high school, getting to that qualification. And I remember as well during the exam process, the exam period. Now, the normal situation in those days where I had to be able to, like everyone else in the class, to listen to the tape and work out what is said and be able to answer the question. Obviously, I had a massive disadvantage at doing that. So I was lucky that I did not have to do that. And it was really down to my parents, my mother especially, who talked to the teacher and said, this is not really fair. Is there anything that we can do to make it more accessible for me? And they were able to do that. And what happened was, I was able to have that face-to-face listening exam. So I was able to lip read and look at my teacher and be able to follow along better. Of course, still there are going to be challenges when it comes to listening to her, but I was able to have that better audio in terms of face-to-face, the room was quiet, and be able to answer my listening exams question. That was good. And then obviously the oral part was always going to be face-to-face, thankfully, but that was ideal for me because for me to be able to communicate and converse in French, I want to be able to listen to the other person speaking to me while the lip reading as well. And that was very, very important. And I was lucky to have that experience because I do wonder what is it like now or before for those who are deaf, for those who are hard of hearing, late deafened, wherever you are, when you had to learn language at school. What was that like? I'd love to know from your experience. Let me know in a comment. Even in general, if you are hearing, let me know what you thought of those experiences anyway. Does it work for you? But thankfully, I had those exceptions and it did make things easier for me. I felt like it was more accessible for me to be able to follow along. But like I said, I've talked about it in another video, but the process of learning a language is so, so hard for people who are deaf because it requires a lot more cognitive energy from start to finish, from the listening part to, and then you're translating like everyone else do and then you converse. But the actual listening of that language, you're working extra hard to listen, you're working extra hard to then work out what it said, translate it and then converse or write it down, whatever. It's very, very hard. And thankfully I passed my French exam, which I'm quite pleased with because it was very, very challenging for me. But I managed to do that. And that was my experience. And I do wonder, what is it like today? Is it the same thing as well? Do people learn whatever language it is at school? Is it the same process? Is it like a, I'm guessing not a cassette tape, because I haven't seen one of those for like decades. But is it a similar scenario? Is it online? Is it a video being played and you can watch that? Is it more about following along in a different format than being able to listen on tape? I'm very curious to know what is it like at school today. Again, let me know in a comment. It'd be great to hear those experiences. And that was it. That was my experience. And it wasn't easy, but somehow I survived. And even after all of that, I'm not going to learn oral languages again. I think it's just too much hard work. Not because of the hard work it required to learn it. It's just the listening part. It requires a lot of energy. At the end of the day, I love languages. I'm learning British Sign Language and I would like to in the future learn other sign languages. Don't know what that will be, but it's fun. It's interesting and they are important. Languages are important and there are no one language which is more important than the other. They all have their own purposes, their own reason, their own value. And that's what I want to do. I want to learn languages. It's just oral languages. Challenging. Very, very challenging. And that comes from someone who has learned Spanish as well, knows Arabic, knows basic German, knows basic Portuguese. It's just too much for me now. So I'm going to focus on sign language. And that was it. Let me know what you think again in the comments. And of course, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, heart, all of these things. It would really mean a lot to me. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.